Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 107 to close at 20,611. It's another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. And lately we've had staff from 1580 AM, The Fanatic. That's the newest and coolest and really very good sports talk radio here in the Valley. If you haven't checked it out, be sure to do so. 1580 AM. They kind of got into the whole idea of milk and cookies, yeah, and they're participating as well. They think that the Money Radio staff is a bit insane, but what the heck, it's milk and cookies, yeah, sure. So they're involved as well. So we have Renee and Doreen, and we have James, of course, and Wes. Wes is in the control room. He's running the board in there. And we've got The Rock and a few others. I don't know everybody. Some people with beards in there. Meh. Hello and welcome. Light your candles. You know, it's the coolest thing. The control room just kind of lights up with this beautiful candlelight glow. Who's leading the procession today? Oh, Mark Asher joining us from Business for Breakfast. Mark will be leading the parade today. No. Don't touch the stapler, Mark. No. Mark Asher leading the parade today. Down the hallway they go to the Money Radio Bistro. And yes, once again, we have a lovely selection of Girl Scout cookies. Basically, take your pick. And yes, I'm paying for them. And yes, all of these record highs on Wall Street are costing me a fortune. Dow Industrials up 107 at 20,611. S&P 500 up 11 at 2,349. That's another record. NASDAQ Composite up 36 at 5,819. That's a record. Russell 2000 small and mid-cap stocks up 7 at 1,404. Topping 1,400 there. And that's a record. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 3 basis points at 2.5%. Oil down 23 cents at $53.48 per barrel. Gold up $5.40 at $1,234.20 per ounce. Have some economic news today. The Consumer Price Index, that covers the cost of living, rose by a seasonally adjusted 0.6% in January. The prices Americans pay for goods and services jumped in January by the largest amount in 4 years, mostly because we paid more for gasoline. Also, rents and medical costs have increased. Food costs rose slightly in January, but down 2% over the past year. Headline inflation up 2.5% over the prior year. You strip out volatile food and energy categories, and you come up with the core consumer prices. Advanced a slower 0.3% in January, but the core rate has moved up 2.3% in the past year. Now, this is not the measure that the Fed necessarily considers in their forecast and calculations, but still, the Fed has targeted 2%. We're above it. Real hourly wages, that's the advance in wages minus inflation. Real hourly wages fell by 0.5% in January, reflecting the squeeze put on consumers by higher gas prices. Real or inflation-adjusted wages flat over the past 12 months. Most U.S. retailers posted strong sales in January. Retail sales rose 0.4% last month, and December sales were revised up to 1% from 0.6%. Every major retail sector reported higher sales except for auto dealers, and that's typical. Business tends to trail off after the Christmas shopping season. Auto purchases account for about 1/5 of all retail spending. If autos and gasoline are excluded, U.S. retail sales rose 0.7%. Electronics and appliance stores saw a 1.6% rise in sales, largest gain in a year and a half. Stores that sell clothing and sporting goods also posted sales gains of 1% or more. Sales at bars and restaurants advancing 1.4%. Non-store retailers, that would include online retailers like Amazon, saw sales rise 12% over the last year. One negative was a 2.3% spike in sales at gas stations. We paid more. We didn't get more gas. We just paid more. The New York Fed's Empire State Manufacturing Report came in at 18.7, better than 7 that was expected. Any reading above 0 indicates expansion of activity in the region. This was the best reading for the index in over 2 years, and the unfilled orders index rose above 0 for the first time in 5 years. All of this data follows Tuesday's latest small business optimism report from the NFIB, which showed an additional increase in optimism about the economy from America's small business owners. World stocks hit 21-month peaks. The dollar rose again. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen yesterday flagged a possible interest rate rise next month during upbeat comments on the U.S. economy. Treasury sold off on her testimony. Probabilities for a March rate hike jumped to 34%, but some are still worrying that the Fed will have to move faster than the market currently expects. Yellen continued her semi-annual Humphrey Hawkins testimony today, this time before the House Financial Services Committee. Yesterday, she was before the Senate. The hearing today was contentious from the start. Republicans pressed Chair Yellen relentlessly to concede that the American economy is broken, that the Fed has failed to fix the underlying problems, and that excessive regulation is making things worse. Members of the committee frequently interrupted Yellen. She acknowledged that economic growth has been quite disappointing, but she said the Fed's efforts had contributed to strong job growth since the financial crisis, and she defended the role of the changes in regulation that followed it. She did not endorse a rollback of regulation of big banks. The chief executives of major retailers, including Target, JCPenney, Best Buy, and Gap, met with President Trump today. They made the trip to lobby against a border adjustment tax proposed by congressional Republicans. Retailers are particularly vulnerable to such a tax because they sell a high volume of imported goods, clothes, electronics, general merchandise, that they say could be 20% more expensive under the proposal. Retailers called the hour-long meeting positive and productive, though they offered few details. Humana said it will pull out of the Affordable Care Act marketplace in 2018, making the announcement after it ended a merger agreement with Aetna. Humana also announced plans to repurchase $2 billion of its own shares. The company has steadily scaled back its presence in the ACA marketplace, selling policies for 2017 in just 11 states. In early January, the company said the number of its customers buying coverage through the exchanges had dropped to about 150,000. President Trump immediately seized on the company's decision as evidence that the Affordable Care Act needed to be repealed and replaced, tweeting that Obamacare continues to fail. So far, however, Trump has not come up with a replacement. Well, there have been plenty of distractions. Trump's nominee for Labor Secretary abruptly withdrew his nomination today. Andrew Puzder, the CEO of CKE Restaurants, that's the parent of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, pulled out when it became obvious he did not have enough Republican support for confirmation. This follows the firing of Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, after he lied about his communications with Russians. And this follows news that a number of associates linked to President Trump's campaign and business interest are part of the federal inquiry into communications with Russian government officials who sought to meddle in the November election. The extent and purpose of those alleged contacts continue to be weighed, including whether the associates were aware they were communicating with Russian intelligence officials or those working on behalf of the Russian government. Also today, Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and urged him to curb settlement construction, even as Trump dropped a U.S. commitment to a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a long-standing bedrock of Middle East policy. Time Warner shareholders met today to decide on the company's proposed $86 billion merger with AT&T. 79% voted yes. The transaction still needs approval from federal regulators. Japanese telecom, internet, and solar company SoftBank Group buying U.S. investment company Fortress Investment Group for $3.3 billion. SoftBank has set up a $25 billion private fund for tech investments that it says may grow to $100 billion. Verizon close to a revised deal to buy Yahoo's core internet business for about $250 million less than the original agreed price of $4.83 billion. Since last year, Verizon has been trying to persuade Yahoo to amend the terms of the acquisition agreement. Today, Yahoo warning users that their accounts have potentially been compromised, declined to say how many people were affected. The newly reported malicious activity revolved around the use of forged cookies, strings of data used across the web that enable people to access online accounts without re-entering passwords. Dow Industrials up 107 at 20,611, a record. S&P 500 up 11 at 2349. NASDAQ up 36 at 5819. All records. Follow along at moneyradio.com. And don't forget the daily blog, eatthebankers.com. The Arizona Renaissance Festival is back. Huzzah! It's a lot of fun. It's out a little bit east of Apache Junction. If you haven't been, you will love it. If you have been, you know it's a blast. And I'm going to give away some tickets right now. I have four tickets, good for any day of the festival, and we're going to play a little game called Say the Secret Word. If you're the fourth caller to Say the Secret Word, you win four tickets to the Arizona Renaissance Festival. You will need to pick up the tickets at the Money Radio Studios, regular business hours. Today's secret word is
jousting.
Once again, the secret word is
jousting.
Be the fourth caller at 602-324-1510. That's 602-324-1510. And you have to say the secret word, and you win the tickets. Just that easy. Compliments of the Arizona Renaissance Festival and Money Radio. Call right now, 602-324-1510.